You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, it's Race Your Game time. And yes, it's that time of the year. New Year resolutions and new goals. And we've had guests talking about setting goals and ways to do it. We're going to look at things from the other side now. I'm here with Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting. And today we're talking about the five dangers of setting goals. First of all, welcome back, Joseph. And there are dangers behind setting goals.
Hello, Freda. Yes, there are dangers because by default, we tend to live lives of addition. But what I mean by living lives of addition, we tend to accumulate and add on to our lives. We want to have this and that. We want to have a good career, a good home, that big house, that German luxury car, the club membership. And one of the dangers of goal setting is we kind of tend to add on to our list of to-dos,
right.
not realizing that actually our life is actually live on the principle of alternatives. It's either we have this, or this, or this.
Okay, you can't have it all.
You can't have it all.
Okay.
So within that context, the primary reason why we're having this conversation is that we need to avoid living life by default. And we just keep adding on to our shopping cart, so to speak. rather, towards the end of the year, we should reflect and look at what are the wise choices that I need to make for next year. Because to me, the definition of goals is that goals are pre-choice conditions. We set up conditions to help us make wise choices.
Right. Okay. It's not a case of adding to the shopping cart, as you mentioned, and then going to check out.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And so we'll talk about how do you go about setting goals? Because last week, Ashton Coach Rajeevan Sahadevan talked about the four steps, namely you have the dream, and then the goal, the objective, and the task, and breaking down the goals to deadlines. Now, what is the first danger to setting goals?
Well, the first danger to setting goals is setting goals without a purpose. The way I define purpose is my ability to see beyond my own ego and fear. That's purpose. Purpose, it's really we need to seek within ourselves a certain hunger and thirst to do what's right.
Okay.
You know?
Right. Let's say I have a goal. I want to write a book.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the danger of that?
Okay. The danger of that, you could be writing a book that is just solely for profit making. Or you could write a book just so you can
ego trip,
preach your own philosophy.
Okay.
Or you could write a book to gain personal publicity.
Right.
But let's say if you want to write a book to heal broken families, you want to write a book to share your pains and experience in life so that others will avoid the same mistakes that you make. So what you have from that angle then is not just writing a book per se, but you have an overarching purpose that is beyond yourself.
Okay,
that you are looking at helping other people.
Okay, so along the way, if it's profit-making, it's fine. And if it's to preach your purpose, and you were saying other things as well. And you're saying that it's got to be bigger than that. The goal has to be bigger than that.
Yeah, there needs to be an element of other focus. There needs to be an element of meeting needs. Or else your goals will end up being an ego trip.
Okay, but of course, if I want to write a book and I want to sell the book, right, I want to make a profit as well.
Yeah.
But that shouldn't be the purpose.
I would say that once our purpose is right, profitability is
a
byproduct. That means profits follow passion.
Okay.
And if we make it our passion just to get profits, then along the way, relationships will be broken.
Right.
Along the way, you might step on other people. You might finally make that profit, but it's profit with sorrows rather than satisfaction.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So it's so you got to delve deeper into it and ask a lot of why questions.
For example, someone could be a real estate agent and he could purpose within himself, okay, my goal is to sell X number of homes each year for 2011. Now that's a good goal. But it doesn't have a strong driving purpose to it.
Okay.
Let's say when people don't want to buy, you might get depressed. So rather than say, I want to sell X number of homes, why not take a step back and say, my purpose is to help families connect. My purpose is to help people upgrade to a better lifestyle so that you know, families can live together under one roof. I want to help to facilitate building of homes rather than just selling physical houses. So when you look at it from that angle, you are actually identifying felt needs rather than just focusing on the transaction.
All right, okay, there's a lot of depth in setting goals. Okay,
yeah.
Now the second danger is about wise counsel. Okay, what is this wise counsel?
Well, wise counsel is necessary because there's really no such thing as a self-made person.
Mm-hmm.
No one can really say, I got to where I am due to I, me, and myself. There are always people along the way that have invested in your life. And my definition of getting counsel is my ability to listen to what I don't like to hear.
Mm.
And that requires the character quality of humility.
Okay, let's go back to character quality.
And one of the very practical ways for us to set goals that are realistic, goals that are meaningful, it's to make sure that you have time to talk to people who are older than you,
okay.
People who have been there, done that, and they are able to tell you in advance what to do and what not to do. That's why I usually advise young people, try to have, you know, 20 to 30% of the people in your Facebook or in your contact list to be older people, people who are older than yourself. Because if you keep mixing around with peers and people of the same age as you, what do you learn?
Mm.
The same thing.
And I think also like it works the other way as well. If you're of a certain age group, that you have to have younger people in your Facebook group as well to know what's happening with the younger scene, so to speak.
And also to be able to give counsel.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
So we must be mindful to have these two groups of people in our contact.
Now, what if it's a very personal goal and you don't want anyone to know? So where do you go to for wise counsel then?
Well, the more personal the goal is, it must be balanced with trust.
Hmm.
You must be able to talk to someone whom you can trust. And that could be your spouse, that could be your best friend. The thing is, as I will talk later on in the fourth danger, the danger of setting goals without articulation, if you just keep your goals to yourself, what happens is we tend to be very relaxed. And
no accountability.
Yeah, we tend to be very relaxed.
Because no one knows.
And we kind of excuse ourselves. If it is not communicated. So just because it is personal doesn't mean you don't communicate it.
Right.
You just need to look for someone whom you can trust.
Okay. What is the third danger?
The third danger is to set goals without sacrifice.
Huh.
Without sacrifice.
What do you mean by that?
It means that I must have the ability to count the cost before savoring the results. Most of the time, you know, we are attracted to billboards about weight loss before X number of kg, you know, after
30 kg later.
And we are driven by that dress or you know, we are driven by the results of having adoring fans, you know, once we achieve our ideal weight. And we kind of spend so much time on the end game, we kind of lost out on the need to process through the things that I need to give up in order to gain what I want.
Okay.
You know, so in setting our goals, we also have got to be mindful to list down what am I willing to give up in order to gain what I'm hoping to achieve.
So there are no goals without some sort of sacrifice.
Yeah. I
Is
mean,
there another word for sacrifice? Because sacrifice sounds... No pain, no gain.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
For example, when GE wanted to really get their company to the next level, the instruction from the CEO is, if our business is not in the top one or top two slot, just get out of it.
Right.
Just cut the loss and let's just move on, because we do not have time to put our resources in things that drag us down. So in order to gain leadership, we must be willing to cut loose.
Right.
Yeah.
And, okay.
And also to be mindful of the sacrifice that's involved, you need to balance that with what we spoke about just now in council.
Mm.
Because while it is important to sacrifice to achieve our goals, certain sacrifices are not just are not worth it.
Mm.
You know, for example, personally, I will never take on a work assignment or a project that separates me from my family for a long period of time. For me, I just kind of figure out that sacrifice is not worth it. So while I'm ready to sacrifice, I have my boundaries, and certain sacrifices are not just worth it.
Okay, yeah. And we'll talk about the remaining dangers of setting goals in just a moment. I'm speaking to Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting and Racer Game, BFM 89.9. Good morning, this is Racer Game. In case you just joined us, I'm here with Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting. As we're busy with setting goals for 2011, be aware there are dangers to setting goals, and we've already covered three, which is setting goals without a purpose, setting goals without wise counsel, and setting goals without sacrifice. Now, what is the fourth danger?
The fourth danger to setting goals is the failure to articulate that goal. Someone once said that writing makes an exact man. If you look at it, most important and major milestones in life are always documented down. I mean, when you purchase a home, it's documented down. When you leave school, you get your certificate. You know, when you get married, there's that marriage cert. So important things in life are written down. So if our goals are important to us, we must have it written down. We must spell it out exactly what we want to do, by when,
right,
and what is required and what I need to do, and so on.
Okay.
Articulating your goals beyond just writing it down also means talking about it. Any chance that you get, talk to people about it, you know. So for example, if your goal is to write a book, like you say, if you want to write a book to help people build a healthy family or healthy marriages, talk about it,
right,
as much as you can. You know, when you converse with your friends, when you have a cup of coffee, saying, I'm writing a book, I need to get some information, could I interview you? You know, so the more you talk about it, the more excited you become.
Right.
So the need for articulation is very important. On a personal note, my dad passed away about 2 months ago, and as part of that process, as we were coming to a closure of what has happened, we were looking for words to describe his life, because we were designing that memorial slab, and we went through some effort to select some choice of words, words that reflected his reputation, words that reflected the good works he left behind, words that reflected the deposit and the legacy that he left behind for us. And as I was preparing for this interview, the thought came to me is, when we are setting goals in reflection of the new year that is coming, we are actually writing down the next chapter in our lives.
Mm.
You know, and if you look at it that way, if you look at your life as a book, actually 2001, it's another chapter in your life that's yet to be written. And it could be a chapter of adventure, it could be a chapter of mystery, it could be a chapter of faith, but that chapter starts with the first few words.
Right.
And I think a lot of it has to do with our goals, purpose, and vision for life. Because if you don't take steps to write this next chapter in your life, what happens is, towards the end, you will find that, hey, there's nothing much for me to leave behind or to reflect on, because I have just been living my life by default and not by design.
Right, by default, not by design. And I guess that's where you talked about it earlier on, that we need to talk about it, because it's accountability, as you were saying.
Yeah.
So it's a case of, I guess, writing affirmations, and you know, having visualization boards. You know, we hear people doing that. Is that also part and parcel of this?
Well, having written it down on a 3x5 card and putting it where you can see it every day will be of good help. I would go further to suggest that one should pick up the habit of journaling.
Right.
Journaling, in terms of seeing your own emotions and thinking on paper, do help. And sometimes I find that I'm amazed at what could come out when I put pen to paper. And there are times I become my own advisor.
Mm.
And there is this interesting self-talk that takes place. So goal setting is not a static process. Goal setting must be accompanied by regular review. And I think one of the very practical ways to do it is to do it through journaling. That's why some people take one day off a week, you know. And some people take 1 week off every 3 months. I took about close to 3 weeks off a few weeks ago just to reflect and to receive some training. And that has given me a clearer vision of what's to happen in the next few years.
Right.
You know, so don't always be rushing to meet your goals, but have enough time to reflect and to review as well.
And of course, the fifth danger, setting goals without flexibility. What do you mean by that? Are you okay? Are you saying it's okay if I don't meet my goal?
Well, I'm going to say something here that may sound very paradoxical, but here it is. The stronger your vision is, the more flexible you will become. The stronger your vision is, right, the more flexible you will become. What I mean is this. You will find that inevitably, your goals will be turned around.
Right.
Inevitably, the world will not function in the way you predicted it to be. You know, inevitably.
Tell me about it.
Inevitably, you will find out there's a lot of variables that you cannot control, and you would probably need to exercise flexibility to adjust your goals. But in order for you to, in order to help you not to become upset or frustrated, your vision must be very strong, because your vision is like your compass. It cannot change. For example, an organization might have the vision of making customer service is number one. Okay, so that's a vision that cannot change. But along the way, you know, people quit. Along the way, products change. Along the way, markets go down. Well, what we do is we adjust.
Right.
We adjust. But that vision must remain the same.
Okay.
Yeah, that vision remains the same. So that brings us back to our first point, you see. Mm. We need to set goals with a strong purpose.
Right.
Because if the purpose is strong, you are quick to adjust, you pick up the pieces and you move on.
Okay, and I guess it's like overcoming challenges. Like as you say, if you're going north, you're going north.
Yeah.
If Mount Everest is on the way, climb it, drill a hole through it.
Yeah.
Whatever, but you're still going north.
That's right. You might end up trekking instead of driving, but anyway, you can be flexible, but right, the vision remains the same.
Okay. Any final words before the year ends and with Christmas just around the corner?
Well, the final word is this: as we look towards the new year. And as we set goals and put in place New Year resolution, the best type of resolution that we can set is that which is internal. Do not set goals expecting other people to change. Do not set goals expecting the economy to change. Do not set goals expecting your boss to change or the environment to change. The best type of goals are goals that you set for yourself in terms of your own determination and your own vision or kind of a diligence to make things happen. So in other words, set goals to improve your character. I will be such a person. You know, I will aim to be a more grateful person next year. And if you find that you focus on character, that is the type of internal change that can take place that will have a visible interest, visible influence as you interact with a changing world next year.
All right. Wise words indeed. Blessed Christmas to you and a wonderful 2011. I've been speaking to Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting, talking about the five dangers of setting goals. And tomorrow, Race Your Game, Hira Singh, coach and trainer from Hira Training Management Consultancy, will be talking about how magic can be used in thinking out of the box. Here, The Doors, Love Me Two Times, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.